Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. It's Kevin Sandler. We're back to school once again. This time we've arrived in St. Mary's at Memorial High School. We've got the best seat in the house right here in the cafeteria, and we're going to get right into it now and meet members of the student council. We've got Kira, Helena, and Hannah here. We'll begin with Kira Dorsen, who's president of the student council. And first of all, Kira, thanks for coming. Good to see you.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Let's, you know, kind of start by getting into this a little bit. Can you share with us how long you've been a part of student council and what appeals to you about it?
So I started student council my freshman year, and ever since sophomore year, I've held an officer position. Sophomore year, I was secretary, and my junior and senior year, I was the president.
And what is it about student council that you enjoy so much, and maybe some of the highlights of some of the things you've been able to do?
Student council offers a lot of leadership opportunities, such as leading our homecoming, crowning at the football game, and also our sweetheart dance that happens at Valentine's Day, and hosting our memorial games or field day that we have. So by providing those opportunities, there's a lot that you got to get done. So you got to learn through those experiences.
How often does the student council meet?
We meet once every Wednesday for about a half an hour during our study time or writer time.
You know, with all of the things that you've had, you know, over the years that you've been involved in student council, I would also imagine by now you kind of come to expect, like, what's going to happen in a year. Like, when you go through the calendar, like, you know, okay, here's homecoming. Okay, now that's done, but we have to start thinking about some other things, right?
Yes, I created an agenda last year after my first year being president, and I wrote down all the to-dos that we have to get accomplished and basically made a plan of action for every event that we have so we can go through the year understanding what do we need to look for, what do we need to accomplish. So now we're very organized.
How many people are in your student council?
We have 28 members currently.
Oh, goodness. Well, I guess the good thing about that is, though, is when there's a lot to do, you got a whole team working on it, right?
Yes, exactly. So I have a lot of people I can count on.
All right. Just so people know, especially if we have some middle school students that are listening and maybe they want to get involved someday, let's again kind of go through that list of things that maybe they're aware of in school, but they didn't know the student council does that.
Well, we actually have a little get-together at the beginning of school to welcome the new members. I think that's overlooked. A lot of times we see people walking through the halls and they're a little bit lost. And I would say that it is student council's obligation to go up to that person and say, hey, do you need help anywhere? Do you need directed to a classroom? We also do a canned food drive during the Thanksgiving time. And I think people don't realize who does that. That's student council. And we raise a lot of money to go towards Agape Ministries to help their food pantry. So
that's pretty neat to get to do things like
exactly.
That as well. And again, you know, with 28 people, I'm sure you've also learned about things like listening to other suggestions. Sometimes I'm sure you're not always totally in agreement, right? 28 people.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah,
we always have really good discussions. I try to remind the club we have to have an open mind and try to see the best outcome, whether it may not be something we agree on. And at the end of, like, well, it may not be what everyone wanted, but it's what we are going to support from now on.
That's true. Sometimes, you know, you learn, it's like, say your piece and say, all right, this is, and what's really neat is that kind of prepares you for the corporate world if you ever in, right?
Exactly. That's life. You're not going to get your way every time.
That's true. You know, and I hope you learn that sooner than I did. I think I was about 35 when I figured
that. Yeah. We're trying to make it a little bit sooner than that.
Yeah, you have it. Can you also share with us, Karen? I don't need to remind you that you're a senior. You know that, right?
Yes,
and
then
suddenly, you know, we're in September already,
yes.
And it's going by. Have you thought about what's next for you?
Currently, I am looking into education, going to OSU Lima, staying close to home, and trying to graduate debt-free, if at all possible. But going into teaching, I find that helping others and seeing them grow, but also be a mom and help people become better individuals is my ultimate goal. So,
what subject would you like?
I'm currently looking into math and English because they're very versatile, and hopefully once I get my degree to do the Peace Corps because I really want to travel outside the United States and help people who are less fortunate than us.
There you have it. Get all that in when you're young. Right?
Exactly.
That's how you do it. What made you want to get into education?
My mom is a teacher in Salina at the Mercer County ESD, and she helps a lot of kids who cannot be in the normal school environment. And through her experiences and also her opportunities that she was given, I was like, maybe I want to be a teacher.
So when you told mom you wanted to be a teacher, was she kind of proud? Like, that's my girl?
Well, she's more so of, I know how the education system is, and I'm a little scared for you. But she's also supportive of me, and if that's really what I want to do, then he's okay with that.
But you know what? If you're really good at what you do, you'll fit in.
Exactly.
That's what it's about. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank
We're
you.
We're going to move on here. We're going to meet Elena Bill. She's a sophomore, right? A sophomore representative of Student Council. How long have you been involved, and what do you enjoy about Student Council?
I joined Student Council last year. I was actually the only freshman who joined at the end of the year. We had several members join, which was amazing. I am not always able to come to the after-school events because I can't drive or I have trouble getting places. I really enjoy helping during school and the meetings. May be tense sometimes, but at the end of the day, we always end up coming to an agreement and we make things happen, which is really a great thing that we get to experience.
All right, and one of the things I remember that Kira was saying, sometimes if you see, you know, a new student kind of confused in the hallway, that brings back memories, and this is a pretty big building, so I can see where you're coming here for the first time. I'm sure even you remember it. It's a little overwhelming, you know?
It is. Even in middle school, we do have, like, the same lockers are in the same building, but getting your new locker and having the combination going class to class and meeting all these people that you might not have had, it's a lot, but a lot of times our students handle it extremely well, and upperclassmen and other people manage to help each other. It's kind of cool to watch.
True, and hopefully you get a nice little cycle going there. As you remember people help you, you're helping them, they'll remember that, and suddenly the upperclassmen aren't as scary, you know?
Yeah.
For you, you know, you mentioned that you are a sophomore, and I'm, you know, in remembering too when you had that second, you know, year of high school, one of the first cool things when you get back to school in the fall is you realize I'm not a freshman anymore, right? I moved up a little bit, and now you're coming to school with some experience and what have you, right?
I think that started for me in band because we have our band camp before school starts, and this year I was actually a second year. So that was a lot more responsibility, and it was just a different viewpoint from being just a freshman in band and kind of just going with the flow.
What do you play?
I'm a trumpet during marching band, and I'm a flute during concerts.
Very nice. What made you pick those instruments? Those are two great ones.
The flute in fifth grade, that is just what I wanted to play. I'm not sure why, but that's how it happened. And then as a trumpet, it was what I had the most aptitude for when we tried our instruments, and also my brother's a trumpet, so it runs in the family.
That is pretty neat. For you, I know you have a couple more years of school to go, almost three, actually, because we're young into this season, but have you thought about what you'd like to do someday?
If I had to choose a career right now and just go to college, I would start vet school. I've been working at a veterinary clinic outside of town for the past 2 months for the summer, and I really enjoy working with animals and the sort of mystery that comes with solving the medicine. Of course, it's fluid. It can change.
Sure. Yeah, we're not going to come back in 2 years and hold you to this, I promise. But you're right. One thing about a dog and a cat, they can't always tell you what's wrong. You just realize that they're not as energetic as they once before. They're not eating and drinking, but they don't really have a way to tell you what's wrong other than they may bark at you, but they tend to do that anyway, right?
True.
And I would imagine also, I mean, who wouldn't enjoy, you know, an environment where again, you get to meet, you know, dogs and cats all day, right?
And sometimes even the relationship that you make.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, that's good. And for you, that's something that's a great career. We'll always need vets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, good luck. Take that. Let's talk now to Hannah Brackman, who's a junior and a treasurer. Can you tell us, what does the treasurer do?
So I help keep track of the club's expenses and our checking account, and I help organize our treasurer book throughout the year with the help of our advisor, Jennifer Lund. Yeah, that's about what I do.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, treasurer is very important, right? You know, somebody's got to know what to do with this money that comes in and that you raise, right?
Yep.
So you want to be an accountant someday?
No.
I'm kidding, of course. Talking with us, you know, and being a part of, you know, of the student council, you know, I'm sure another thing, too, that we haven't talked about is you make a lot of friends, right? People you didn't know before you got into this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we have a lot of different members who I would have never talked to if they weren't in student council, and just getting to meet them and hearing their experiences through their different clubs and through student council and the different experiences that they've had and all the stuff that they've learned from those experiences and applying that to my life is just one of the best things that you can get from a club.
Let's also, you know, talk about, you know, for you, you know, being a junior, you know, as I was telling Helena, you're not a freshman anymore. You're not a sophomore anymore. Like when you hit that junior year is when also you kind of realize, you know, the end of the school career is kind of on the horizon, so
yeah,
to speak, right?
Yep. Well, for me, going into my future, I see attending a college, probably Wilmington College by Dayton, and just pursuing a career in agriculture, whether it's agronomy or I've been looking into agricultural education and becoming an FSA teacher. So just doing something with agriculture, I've always been passionate about it. I lived on a farm my whole life, and I've seen my parents working in agriculture, and it's just giving me that horizon that I want to strive for.
I was going to say, I noticed that you're in the
yeah.
St. Mary's FFA. Have
yep.
you been in that pretty much every year? Right?
Yeah.
All
yep,
right.
I've been in FFA for all 3 years.
You know, we can talk about that one for a moment. I know they'll be on tomorrow, but we have an FFA person. We can talk about
yeah.
that. The fun that you have, everything from like the sales that you do, the meetings
yeah,
you have.
Yep.
Have you had a chance to like go to Indianapolis, things like that?
Yeah, I've attended National Convention, which is our annual convention where a whole bunch of FFA members from all across the nation, including the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, sorry. We all gather in Indianapolis, and we just get to meet a whole lot of people. We have lots of tours that we go on, and we hold a convention where we hear from different speakers from all over the world. This year, we're hearing one of our speakers is Temple Grandin, who was really a highlight in agriculture when she was younger, and she still is. So just getting to meet those people and hearing those experiences really helps you strive for what you want to do.
I was going to say, I don't care what anybody is into. You've got to follow her story.
Yeah,
she's a legend and for a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, when you're going to that national convention, I guess the first thing is you're kind of glad for how far some of these people have to travel. You're kind of glad
yeah.
that St. Mary's is
yeah.
not that far from Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, it's really nice. Short drive.
You can do it by bus. Some
yeah.
of these people, you're using airplanes
yeah.
to get there. But, and I know sometimes also FFA, you have some stuff you do in Columbus, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We have a state convention every year, and we have statewide programs, so different CDEs, which are career development events, and just having those contests throughout the year.
Yep, I was going to say some of those tours, they'll kind of take you to some various like ag
yeah.
operations, right? It's also fun, and you can probably talk about this, how you know you can make careers in agriculture. People might not always equate everything to
yeah.
agriculture, but you know, like when you talk about, you know, like maybe being a vet, we were talking about dogs, cats, and all that, but there's still some, you know, traveling vets that you know, kind of stop by the farm, like what's
yeah.
going on with these cattle?
Yeah.
Like, what's up with these pigs? And you can't exactly pack them up and drive them over,
mm-hmm.
right? So
yeah.
we have vets that do that even, right?
Yeah, yep. There's a whole bunch of different careers in agriculture. It's not just being a farmer. There's different things, businesses and factories. All these people have agricultural specialists who just help them run their business, so it's more than just being a farmer. It's agriculture as a whole.
Yeah, I know we have to obviously keep telling that story. We probably have too many people that if you ask them, okay, where does milk come from? They might name it their favorite grocery store.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you're leaving some stuff out here, right? Like, come on,
yeah.
we got to talk about that,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, and also, you know, for you, you know, talk about, you know, coming to school here. Obviously, you enjoy it here and got a lot of friends here and. Maybe just kind of a view of kind of what it's like typically for a high school student in the 20s, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on in our society right now. Some people are glued to their phones and they don't try to meet new friends. They don't try new experiences. But just branching yourself out and getting to try these different clubs and activities, you really get to know a lot of people that you wouldn't have known before. And just getting to hear their experiences is one of the best things that you can do for yourself.
Is that also kind of a, you know, what they call, you know, misunderstanding or a rumor of adults? They think about, like, today's young people, and they think, well, the first thing is they're never off their phones. And that's
yeah.
not true, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are constantly active. We have different clubs, and just getting to do those things shows that there's a lot more to life than just being on your phone and communicating over social media.
That's for sure. I know sometimes, and this is when you know it's a problem. You ever, like, watch a movie or something, so you put your phone down?
Yeah.
Then you pick it back up, and everyone's worried that something happened to you.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been on my phone in 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Let's not overreact, right? Come on now.
Yeah. Yep. Just having a world that's based on phones, just getting to know people in person is a great thing, and not communicating constantly over cell phones is one of the best things. So.
Yeah, sometimes, even though it's kind of old-fashioned, sometimes you even have to say to somebody, hey, can you just call me?
Yeah.
Other than we're going to try to figure this out like
yeah.
that. I mean, we really need to talk. Even if you do one of those dreaded video calls,
yeah.
at least you're somewhat face-to-face,
yeah.
you know?
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of neat. Like, there's certainly a need for it. But
yeah.
you know, maybe as the novelty somewhat wears off, we will start to see people back off. And it's just so weird because it's like you can do everything on the
yeah.
You can watch TV on something. You know, so that's one of those things that we'll have to learn probably how to use.
Yeah.
I want to thank, you know, all of you for coming on. Certainly, you know, again, always great to catch up with St. Mary's students and all that they are up to. You know, with that, you know, being with the student council. I think the other thing that they see too is when Karen was talking about how you help, you know, some of the newer kids where to find things. And that's another thing too that people should know. It's not always about bullying when you meet the little ones. You really do try to help, right?
Yeah. Yep. Getting to help all those people is great. So.
That's for sure. Well, I want to thank you again, both of you, for coming on. As we're underway at Back to School here in St. Mary's, we're going to take a little break. And then we're going to meet the Interact Club. That's what we're going to do next. As we continue, we are back to school in St. Mary's on 96.7 The Wave.
This time of the year just gets busier, so take a break and head to CJ's Highmarks in Salina to enjoy the new seasonal favorites. Try the new summer sausage skillet, Caesar salmon wrap, or the Bang Bang shrimp. If you're just thirsty, you can belly up to the bar and grab a lake water cocktail, a pineapple paloma, or a featured mocktail like the Pebbles and Bam Bam or the Strawberry Splash. It's always refreshing this time of the year at CJ's Highmarks in Salina.
Hi, I'm Bryce.
Hi, I'm Brian.
I'm Chelsea.
We are the owners of Johnson Mechanical in Coldwater and now the new owners of Kogie Plumbing and Heating in St. Mary's.
We are the area's only Carrier and Bryant factory authorized dealers.
From heating and cooling to faucets and sewers and everything in between, we're now your go-to for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call Johnson Mechanical or Kogie today.
We look forward to serving you.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
So my home is also my office. And before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up, then spraying my Febreze Air Mist.
Ooh, that's fresh.
Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk, and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Hey, welcome back. We are back to school in St. Mary's and kind of turning the page now to talk about the Interact Club. I have Reese Rabel and James Hirschfeld here. They're both seniors. Reese, good to see you. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Let's begin by talking about the most important thing. Please tell us exactly what is the Interact Club.
The Interact Club is a community service-based club where we do all kinds of different community service projects. It's lots of fun. It's also a separate part of the Rotary, so it gets you prepared for joining the Rotary when you're older, which helps out our entire community.
All right, so and that's something to kind of focus on when we talk about like service to community. There's a lot of service clubs. We don't want to play favorites, but we are talking about the Rotary, so we're going to talk about them. Just kind of talk about what got you, you know, to decide to do this. What made you decide this is a good idea?
So the advisor of the Interact Club is Mrs. Lucy Bambauer, and she used to be the head of the FFA, where we did a lot of community service as well. So we had a little bit of connection there, and we just really wanted to continue on the tradition with her to do a lot of community service-based projects. I also have a family member that is a part of the Rotary Club, so she encouraged me to join the Interact Club.
All right. So let's also talk about how often you meet. We'll talk about the kind of time investment that this is.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, let's talk about, you know, in general, how often you meet and what the time investment is.
So we meet two times a month on Mondays, and we meet for around 30 minutes each meeting. And then the service projects will do one each quarter, maybe more. It just depends on what the service project is, and we usually do that after school. Cadence and I are co-chairs of the Interact Club, so we have a little bit more responsibility just reaching out and stuff. But there's also three other co-chairs for each quarter, so if you're a co-chair, you have a little bit more responsibility, but we like to get everybody involved.
Oh, right. Let's talk about how many people also are in the club. You're the co-chairs. How many people are in the...
Well, there are eight co-chairs total, but there's usually about 20 to 30 people each meeting. We've had a good turnout this year each meeting.
All right, yeah, 20 to 30 people. Now, I got to tell you, that's a lot of people to be responsible for. When you talk about, you know, how long do the meetings last, how are topics brought up? I know in a lot of these clubs, there's kind of a time where they say, you know, this is something that we could do, or this is something I've heard, you know, needs attention.
Right. So the co-chairs come up with their own community service project, but this quarter we are doing a project where we're rewiring toys for kids with mobility disabilities, and we wanted to do it this quarter because we wanted the toys to be ready for Christmas.
I was going to ask, go ahead, I'm sorry.
We also meet with our advisor separately as co-chairs to talk about what we're going to bring up at the meeting, and we also invite Rotary members into our meetings to talk.
All right, so we'll get to that in a moment, but you said you rewire toys. Can you tell us more about that, like what that actually is?
Yeah, so we did it last year. Last year was the first year for Interact Club, and there was only about eight of us in it. But it was definitely one of our favorite projects. We got toys where we took them apart and then put wires on, so they were rewired for kids to use just like one button to play with the toy. So if they couldn't use it regularly, they could use it with just one button.
All right. That's really something. It takes a little creativity, right?
Yeah.
Make that happen. So as soon as you said that, I thought, you know, there's definitely a story of how to do that. So have you heard back from some of the kids that they're able to use it more?
Yeah. They were very appreciative of that. It's a really cool thing to do.
All right. You also, you know, we talked about how you meet with the Rotary Club sometimes and talk to them. So for them, I would imagine that's really critical, because otherwise how formally would they connect with younger people, right?
Yeah. The Rotary does many community service projects, and one of their biggest projects is the Halloween parade. So that is one way they connect with the younger generation, because they put on this parade and everyone can wear costumes and come out, and the Rotary members will talk to everyone individually, and they give out many prizes and donations.
Outstanding. Yeah, that's a big one. I think anybody that's either grown up here or lived here over a period of time is pretty familiar with that parade.
Yeah.
Dare I say, it's one of the best in the area, right?
I agree.
That's pretty fun. So, all right. So for that, now for both of you two, as you know, we talk about what you've done, you know, with the Interact Club, and also to give people an idea of what life is like for a typical student these days. What are some of the other things you've been a part of besides the Interact Club?
So personally, I'm a part of the FFA, where I'm in charge of a lot of the projects, FFA Youth Camp Project, Operation Tail Mail. I do kindergarten visits. I do a lot of stuff through the FFA. I'm also a part of, like, small clubs, like Gatekeepers. I'm on the sportsmanship committee. I'm a part of the basketball team and the soccer team, so I'm very busy in high school. I'm also a member of the FFA club, and I'm also in charge of one of the community service projects, is Feed the Farmers. And I am also on the softball team and the basketball team.
All right. You know, I was also going to talk about the kindergarten visits you get to do. So how often do you do those, and what are those like?
So I visit two kindergarten classrooms once a month, and each time we have a different lesson about something agricultural. So this last month we went over apples, since it's around fall time and they were fresh to school, so we didn't want to do anything too crazy. But I just go over there each time, do a little lesson and a little activity with it, and it's lots of fun.
it sounds like it would be a lot of fun. You know, I think the one thing that I can barely remember about kindergarten, but whenever somebody would come visit the class, that was always a big deal.
Right.
It was a lot of fun to get out of the routine.
Yeah.
You know, and that person had our undivided attention. I can remember that.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to get into education today? Like, what's your life like for the future?
Well, not particularly education, but I would really like to go into physical therapy and work in pediatrics. If I were to do education, I'd really like to be an agricultural educator. Or I've also thought about engineering, and I really want to go to the Ohio State University or Cincinnati or Dayton.
All right, so you got a lot of things you're still thinking
about,
right? Which is okay. Sometimes it's really hard, even if you are a senior. They want to nail down, like, the next 20 years of your life, and you're like, hey, I don't know, you know? Like, there's a lot. Not only there's a lot to do, there's probably a lot that you could do, right? Like, you could do all those things. Right? So, what do you mean? What made you kind of get into, like, you talked about physical therapy and pediatrics. What did you think about that?
Well, I have been to physical therapy myself. I'm really in love with sports and all that kinds of stuff. But I'm also shadowing a pediatric occupational therapist this year during my school year. So that's kind of what made me interested in that.
All right. Excellent. And let's talk about, you know, for your case, what would you like to do after?
I have always had a love for all animals, and I want to help them. So in the future, I'd like to be a livestock veterinarian.
Okay. Now, if you could talk to us about that a little bit, have you kind of set up a path for that, where you're going to go to school and everything?
Yes, I would like to go to either the Ohio State University or Purdue, and hopefully attend the Veterinary School of Medicine at OSU. And if I am not able to go there, I want to do pre-vet at the University of Pittsburgh.
I was going to say, people need to understand that just as it takes a long time to get through medical school, it takes a long time to be a veterinarian, you know?
It will take probably around 8 years of college, but you have to start off with a major in, like, animal sciences or pre-vet before you can actually attend the vet school.
I was thinking about how many different animals, you know, you have to learn. I'm not trying to say that being a human doctor is easy, but it seems like it would be compared to veterinarian, because we only have one type of human. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. There's a lot of different anatomy.
Yeah, that you would learn, you know, and think about it. Have you had a chance to do any job shadowing with any veterinarians?
Yes, I have job shadowed with our local vet. It's the St. Mary's Vet, and I went with Carrie and Molly. She's a vet tech there, but she brought me in on multiple surgeries, and I also got to, my favorite part was seeing an invasive object surgery.
Oh, goodness. So, like dog got hurt kind of thing, or?
No.
Dog ate something?
Yes, the dog ate a weird object, and they had to pull that out of there.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's one thing that with man's best friend, we love him dearly, but when they make mistakes like that, or we accidentally leave something out, it can get pretty expensive, right?
Yes. Very expensive.
That's for sure. But on the other hand, I'm sure you probably have enjoyed seeing the different breeds of dogs and animals, and some of them, I would imagine, I know that they don't mind coming to see the vet. Other times, they're not very happy to be there. Right? They remember, hey, the last time I was here, you gave me a shot or something, right? They remember that.
Yes. My dogs, personally, one of my dogs loves going to the vet. I'm not sure why, but the other two, they hate it. They refuse to get out of the car.
And you know what's even interesting about that? I mean, look, you know, people might not understand this. Sometimes some dogs don't even like to be walked, right?
Right.
They really don't. Like, you want to go with them, and they either will have a seat, or they'll try to pull you in, like, weird directions. Like, no, we're not going that way. And others are just, okay, I'll walk with you. You know, they have personalities like people, right?
Yes, they do.
And you still want to do that.
Yes, I do, absolutely.
That's great. For you, you know, I know we just talked about some of the sports you love. You have said that you do, what is it, softball, basketball?
Yes.
All right. How many years have you been playing?
I've played all 4 years of high school. I started softball at, like, 4, and basketball, I'm not sure, probably around 2nd or 3rd grade.
All right. And what position do you play in those sports?
In basketball, I'm a guard, and in softball, I'm the shortstop.
Okay. And for you, when you kind of look back over the times that you played, what are some of the kind of highlights of those times? And for both of you, really, when you look back on your playing career, which is obviously not where you had, but you look back on that, and just, you know, what are some of the things you really remember that were great?
My freshman year, I was able to start varsity in softball, and I also hit my first home run that year. That was probably the biggest highlight of my freshman year. And then later on, last year, we beat Defiance, which they always win the WBL, so that was a big accomplishment for softball. Basketball, honestly, softball's my main sport, so basketball's just sharing many memories with my teammates. It's a very drama-free area, and I love the team.
You know, when you look back on that first home run, did you feel good about your swing? Like when you connected, you're like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yes, I was in a big slump, so hitting that home run really just brought back my confidence.
I was going to say, that must have been a great feeling to look up and realize they were not going to get that.
Yeah.
All right. And for you, let's hear about some of your athletic highlights.
So I've played basketball my whole entire life. My mom has always been a coach, so I was in a gym ever since I was little. Basketball, I mean, even outside the court, has taught me so many lessons, so I'm very grateful for that. And then, like Kaden said, basketball is my main sport, so soccer. I love soccer. I love my team. Making all the memories there has been great.
All right. Yeah, that's something I'm sure you would recommend to people. Sometimes people might think, I'm not going to try out. I'm not really any good. And they might be surprised. Or even how good you can get as long as you kind of dedicate yourself to practice.
Right, yeah. So it's a challenge every day, like anything in high school. But if you put your mind to it, it's, you never know what you're going to be able to accomplish if you just put in effort.
And another thing also, talk about, the commitment that's involved, like how often do you practice so that people understand?
So soccer is every single day after school. Same with basketball, Saturday practices, Saturday games. So it's a lot of time. You also have to practice year-round because we have open gyms all the time. And, like, softball, I play travel softball. Reese does AAU basketball. So we're constantly doing these sports.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're really into softball, right? Like to the point where you just play it as much as you can, and probably you practice as much as you can, but I would imagine there's no real substitute for game experience, right?
Right, yeah, no. The pressure of the game is very hard to deal with. It's so much different than practice.
I was going to say also sometimes a challenge, because you're not going to win every game, right? And when you haven't, is that another thing where you have to really try not to let that loss bother you too much, because you might have another game right away.
Right, yeah, you have to learn from those losses. If you don't lose, you'll never know how to get better. So you have to take the losses for what they are and learn from that.
And sometimes also it may be even nothing better than make more to learn than just simply like, well, that pitcher, we nobody was going to hit that pitcher this day. So hopefully we won't see that pitcher again and kind of move on. Or other times when you realize, we were one bad break, like that one, bad hop away, and we would have won. Then you move on and win, right?
Right. Yeah. You have to lose to win.
Yeah, that's for sure. And even for both of you, especially for baseball, do you have favorite baseball teams?
I like the Reds.
Yeah.
I also like the Reds.
And that's another point I was going to make. That baseball season is 162 games, right? And we often say, that if you win 100 games, that's a great season.
Yeah.
That also means you lost 62 times, right?
Yeah.
We got to keep that in perspective that's kind of basic. That's the thing with baseball. Like if you're a 300 hitter, they say you're pretty good. 7 out of 10 times you're out, right? It's just, I've heard professional players even say that it is a game of failure, and take it and then you celebrate right
in the game. Right. Okay. It's definitely more of a mental game.
Yeah. Actually, I think as Yogi Berra said once, he said that a game is 70% mental, the other half is physical. You had to know Yogi. He was known for statements like that. I want to thank both of you for being on. We appreciate you getting to hear about the Interact Club as well as kind of the lives and careers and future of Reese and Kate. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to meet DECA. We're going to talk about DECA, DECA Mission Discovery. We got media productions that we're going to talk about. It's also anywhere. It's just getting started.
It's a flyer full of savings at Pantry Pride this week. Smithfield Bacon 12-ounce package, $3.99 a pound. Fresh ground beef, 73% lean, 3-pound pack, $3.99 a pound. Boneless rump roast, $4.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless, frying chicken breasts, $3.99 a pound. Johnsonville brats, assorted varieties, $4.99. Blue Bunny premium ice cream, assorted varieties, $3.99. With over 550 craft beers and 400 wines, shop the only locally owned and operated grocery in St. Mary's for the Pantry Pride tradition. Swiss Village offers an active, independent, and worry-free lifestyle, allowing you to continue your life's adventure.
adventures without the worry of home ownership. Swiss Village offers a wide variety of spacious one- and two-bedroom duplex homes and apartments with a wide array of amenities and services that will allow you to live life to its fullest. Don't let the worry of home maintenance get in the way of things you want to do. Let them show you how life begins at Swiss Village.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you lost Ohio Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You can use your phone at a doctor's office. You can use your phone at a football game. You can even use your phone at an amusement park. But one place you should never use your phone is behind the wheel. Fines now start at $150. So remember, Ohio, phones down. It's the law.
You're in tune with WCSM-FM, Salina St. Mary's, where we do it for you.
Time now to take a look at our exclusive Radar Weather Watch forecast brought to you by Technical Roofing.
Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 88. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 52. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 83. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 80s.
Hi, I'm Edie for Technical Roofing. In these trying times, are you happy where you're at? Well, I have a solution for you. Technical Roofing of St. Henry is hiring. We have good starting pay and merit raises. Our benefits include health insurance and vacations. No experience necessary. You will be trained by an experienced, positive staff and will be a part of an elite team of guys and gals. Contact Technical Roofing of St. Henry at 419-678-1020 or stop in. We're on the north edge of St. Henry on Cooper Avenue.
Currently at the Cooper Farm Studios at 96.7 The Wave. The barometer's at 30.18 inches. Winds out of the east, 5 miles an hour. We have sunny skies, 79 degrees. The Radar Weather Watch has been brought to you by Technical Roofing. Time to head back to school as we are heading back out to St. Mary's. Here's Kevin Sandler.
Hey, thank you so much, Clay. We are definitely back to school in St. Mary's. It's lunchtime, if you didn't know. Just listen to the background, and you will know. We're going to meet the DECA Club right now. I've got Heidi Lisi with me, who's the DECA teacher. Heidi, good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
If you could kindly just kind of give us a brief overview of, you know, exactly what is DECA? What do these students do?
Okay, so in the DECA program, the students are studying business and marketing topics. So they're planning for careers in hospitality, finance, marketing, and management. But in addition to that, the students are very involved in community service activities, leadership activities, learning how to network socially, and just preparing for those future careers.
And you know, before we talk about the students that you have brought with you today, I have to say that right off the top of my head, those really do sound like fun, you know, careers, exciting jobs to have. A lot you can do, you know, and not only that, but dare I say, even a lot of job security. Those are industries, businesses that really aren't going anywhere, especially hospitality.
They really are. All of these careers are in very high demand. They are trending to continue increasing, which is great for these students who are interested. And even for the students that don't plan to continue their careers in this field, as a consumer, it's a great topic to study to be a better, more informed consumer.
All right. And now I wanted to ask, what DECA members have you brought with you today?
I actually brought three of our officers today. We have Ellie Kraft, who is this year's president, Addie Vandekeer, who is this year's secretary, and Ava Price, who is this year's treasurer.
Outstanding. Well, let's kind of get right into it, if we would, and talk about it. We're going to begin talking with Ellie. And I wanted to ask, what kind of events and projects that you do?
So in DECA, we do a bunch of different projects and events that we can use in competitions or anything else throughout our lives. So this year, we're starting with Gatebusters. We do, obviously, homecoming moms around homecoming time. We have the DECA Depot in the school. We do a big event called Slang Through the Schools. And we also have a leadership event and trip for our officers.
Outstanding. You know, what do you learn at leadership trips? And where's it going to take place?
So this year, our leadership trip is held in New York City. And when we go there, we just learn how different events and different companies advertise themselves throughout like a big city compared to a small town. And we also look at the differences between like prices of things, because that ties into marketing, and just a bunch of different marketing titles and different things that you can do in a bigger city compared to somewhere small like Auglaize County.
I was going to say, I know you can find smaller towns than St. Mary's, but you can't find too many bigger ones than New York City. That must be pretty exciting to get to go there.
Yeah, it's so exciting. We're all very excited, and we're looking forward to going there and just having a different experience with DECA.
Outstanding. Also, what is the Slang Through the School event? When does that take place?
So this year, me and Addie Vandekeer, we're holding the Slang Through the Schools on December 15th at the school. It's just an event for little kids to get excited for Santa Claus coming to the town, and just a fun event for kids to get excited for the upcoming holidays and what's all to come in December.
Outstanding. You know, the other thing is that we also know December will be here before you know it. That's why you got to plan this stuff out.
We're doing a lot of planning, actually. We've started thinking about what activities we want to do this year and what we all want to hold at Slang Through the Schools.
Oh, great. Well, I appreciate Ellie getting a chance to talk with you.
Thank you. We're going
to talk to Addie next. And what I wanted to ask, too, is what do DECA members do at the various competitions?
So at competition, DECA members can take three different competitions you can participate in. The first one's an integrated marketing campaign. So like playing through the schools, you take on a project and you introduce it to the judges. You explain what you did and what kind of profits you make and who's your target market, who you're trying to sell this project. Then you also have case studies. It's more of like an on-your-feet kind of situation. So you're presented with a project. You get like 30 minutes to read over your case, and you'll also present it to your judges. You around have like 15 minutes max to explain your solution to that problem, and you can present different items. You can also read on many other things. It's very well-thought project. And you also have marketing ones, where it's also another 15-minute project. You prepare it in advance, so you make presentations, and you also present to judges. And it's just really fun, and really fun, and it's a great way to get involved in the
event. Let's also talk about, you know, the Gatebusters project and how long that's been going on.
So we just did it this last weekend. I was in charge of it. We have different DECA members taking place. This past weekend, we stood in front of the football gate, and we handed out glasses so like DECA members and other members of the community can interact. You can explain what DECA is. And it's just a fun time handing out free stuff and seeing everyone smile. So you get a sunglass or lanyard. How?
Outstanding. Let's also talk about the homecoming mom sales, because if we're going to get into business, and you already touched on it, the importance of presentation, right? That's going to be in your life, right? But also the importance of sales, of reaching out and selling things.
So our homecoming mom sale did wonderful this year. We oversold by at least 200 moms. So we were aiming for around 1,200 moms, but we oversold. It was nice seeing everyone wear the moms at the football game. It was really nice. Everyone there supporting our DECA club and all our members. So I'd like to thank everyone who decided to buy a mom from our club.
What happens when you oversell? What happens to those 200 people?
Well, we order more.
You order more, okay.
We try to get everyone. We want to sell as many moms as possible. it's always nice seeing their smiles on their face and you get them on.
That's pretty neat. But I think it also helps if you're going to go into sales, if you're selling a product that, let's face it, everybody likes. Outstanding. I appreciate getting to talk with you. We're going to talk with Ava here for a moment as we are back in school in St. Mary's talking to the DECA Club. And so what we wanted to ask you, Ava, is talk about what is the DECA Depot?
The DECA Depot is our school store that's open before, during lunch and rider time, which is our study hall, and after school. We sell snacks and school supplies to the kids in our school. We also offer spirit wear. These snacks are offered before and after school. We are not able to sell during lunch. And during school, we have our snack cart that goes out in between periods so kids can buy snacks and maybe some school supplies that they need. And in our room, we have different various options of breakfast sandwiches and drinks and other types of snacks that kids can get in Mrs. Lee's room.
I was going, I don't think I need to ask it. I'm sure it is, right? But also, you can briefly talk to us about the work involving any problem. Right, having it ready when your customers expect it to be. And, you know, I'm sure I say you can talk about the work involved, right? Having all this stuff laid out there, right? So, you know, customers obviously expect it to be there. So I'm sure you have to kind of get up early to do that, right?
Yeah, we always have to plan ahead. We have to keep our stock intact, and we have to take care of our expenses. That's what I do as treasurer. And what I did last year was I was our daily operations manager. And I was in charge of looking over the school store and making sure everything was running smoothly with everyone and bringing the money back to Mrs. Lee's room to count for our treasurer's report and baking cookies and doing everything like that is important to the planning part of running the DECA Depot.
Let's also talk about ICDC, also known as Nationals. What were some of the more memorable points from last year? And
we went to Anaheim, California last year, and it was really memorable because I had great networking opportunities and learned and met so many new people and had so many new opportunities. I was in the DECA workshop for our SDE, which is our school-based enterprise, which is our DECA Depot. That's the project I went to Nationals for. And it was just a great experience overall, learning with new people. And last year, Maddie Milner placed fourth at Nationals overall. And that was a great experience to see her be able to accomplish that.
That's and how exciting was it? Have you done much traveling, in your life up to when you got to go out to Anaheim?
I haven't done a lot of traveling. So Anaheim was a really cool experience.
I said it was, yeah.
All the different cultures and everything that happened in that big of a space.
I will also ask, if you could, share with us, too. Talk about, for you after graduation. What are your plans? Where are you going to go to school? What would you like to do?
I would love to go to either the University of Michigan or the Ohio State University.
Well, that's quite a difference there, right?
Yeah, I know. It's quite the rivalry. Yeah. But I would like to go to either one of those universities for aerospace engineering.
And I think either one of those schools can provide that. What made you pick that, and what would you like to do with a degree like that?
What made me pick that is I'm really, I'm interested in math, and engineering has a lot to do with math and science, so it really intrigues me. And I think a good plan for after I get my degree is to go work with the military and work on their airplanes and helicopters and just help our U.S. military.
That would be fun and good for you. Sounds like a great career. Let's kind of go back through, if we would, and talk with Ellie for a moment here. Have you thought about what's next for you after school?
Yes. So after school, I would love to go to college and get a sports marketing and management degree. That way, hopefully, I can move on and hopefully work with a big NFL team or an MLB team and be a marketing manager for them in either the food category or even just marketing that sport as a whole.
I'm glad you brought that up because that also sounds like a really fun career. And
yeah.
Sometimes the idea of being able to be on the field for young people, that's a pipe dream for most people. You're not going to be that good to play, but there's so many ways you can get involved in your favorite sport, and it doesn't have to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And also the importance of marketing. Let's face it, there's a lot of competition for our inner team's dollars.
Yes, yeah. Yep. Yeah, so I just feel that I could help so much more in the sports management part of it rather than just like marketing for a company, because me personally, I am very much into sports. So I felt that that was the easiest choice for me to make, was to go more into sports than into a branding business.
All right, what are some of your favorite teams? Like if we told you you could work for any team you want, who would you pick?
I would definitely pick to go down to Dallas and to help with the Dallas Cowboys.
All right. And I'll tell you, that, if you ever had a chance to go to Dallas, you know, to see their field, their stadium.
Yeah, I've actually been down to Dallas before, and I've been inside the stadium. I've had a tour of their stadium, and it's amazing down there.
It really is. I've been there. And sometimes you have stadiums. Other times you have small cities.
Yeah.
I would put that in the category of a small,
yeah,
especially that scoreboard.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Let's talk with Addison. And if you could share with us, what are some of your plans, Addison?
So I am planning to go to UNOH and play softball there. And I want to pursue a degree in marketing. And I also want to try to build bigger brands, Nike. I still want to stay in the sports world, but maybe not as close as Ellie over here. Like Nike or Under Armour. I want to work more sports sites.
All right. And what kind of made you pick that? And also, I'm sure you're, again, looking forward to playing softball, which is really cool, by the
yeah.
way, because not everybody gets to keep playing after high school, right?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I was so glad to give them the chance to continue my softball career. And just overall, I heard they have a really great marketing program over there. I heard they're finding a job there. You have a 98% rate of finding a job after you go back.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the more important things, and I'm sure career people in high school talk about that. You really want to pick a job where there's a demand point. Some industries, they can't wait to have you. Others are more along the lines of, they're doing you a favor because there's not as many jobs. Right?
Yeah.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much. We'll wrap it up with just briefly again. I think that's a pretty good theme, too. And we kind of talked about that at the beginning. These are good jobs to have, and if you're willing to put in the effort, they're going to be there for you.
They are, and you say that about effort, and I do have to give the three girls that are here today, as well as all of our DECA members, a lot of props, because they do have to put in a lot of effort. It's a different kind of program with different requirements and activities and responsibilities, and they really do take a lot of pride in their membership, and they work hard and they put in that effort. So I know that these girls will go on to do great things, and I'm very excited for the rest of the DECA members to do the same.
Outstanding. And, for you, as we're in September, I mean, I'm sure that it's going to get busy, right? I mean, we're just kind of starting the school year, but to go through a typical DECA year, there are a lot of things, to come, right?
We are constantly busy. If there's always something going on. We have a list of activities up in the front of the classroom, and as soon as one gets taken off, another one gets taken on. But they're great learning experiences for the students and things to do for the community, and they have a great time with them.
Now, I understand next we're going to talk about DECA mission discovery. That's next. We'll give people a quick sneak peek before we go to break. What's that about?
In a real quick sneak peek, mission discovery is a way for students in Allglaze County to see what all is available in careers right here in Allglaze County.
That is what I call a really good teaser. We're going to really get into that as we take a break and continue broadcasting live. We are in the cafeteria, as I'm sure many of you can hear, as we continue back to school St. Mary's on 96.7 The Wave.
We depend so much on reliable electric power in today's homes and businesses. It's a necessity. Hi, I'm Jeff Larmer. That's why Lake Contracting sells and installs Kohler generators. With the weather we have been having, a Kohler generator is great peace of mind and insurance against wind, rain, and critters on the transformer. When it comes to your power backup plan, depend on Kohler generators from Lake Contracting in Salina. Kohler generators up and running in just 10 seconds, less than the time it takes to listen to this commercial.
There are many reasons that parents throughout the Grand Lake region trust the health of their kids to Grand Lake Health System. For some, it's our team of compassionate physicians. They possess a special blend of clinical expertise and personality that allows them to effectively treat and connect with children of all ages. For others, it's the convenient offices in four Grand Lake communities. For all of them, it's because they want the very best care for their kids. Begin your grand experience by visiting grandlakehealth.org/pediatrics.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455.
Hey, welcome back here on 96.7 The Wave as we continue our conversation with DECA. But we're going to now talk about DECA's mission discovery. Mrs. Lisi is back here again, and that's the question that we, you know, for those who didn't hear that last segment, let's talk briefly about what is mission discovery.
Thank you. We were actually approached last year by the Allglaze County Workforce Development Coordinator to assist on this project that is now called Mission Discovery. And this is an event that's geared towards high school students in Allglaze County to show them different careers and opportunities that are available right here. We found that there's so many jobs and availabilities that students are unaware of, even ones that adults are unaware of. So this is an event that they can see with a hands-on simulation what opportunities are out there in various businesses, careers that they could start right after high school, some of them, other ones that might be after they go to college and earn their degree, but to come back and see all the opportunities that are available right here in Allglaze County for them to play out their dream careers.
And how did this group of DECA students get involved with Mission Discovery?
Like I said, we were approached last year by the director of the Workforce Development of Allglaze County. And through some previous projects, there were a group of students that I selected to work as project managers on the event because they've proven their leadership and their dedication to events such as these. So I actually have a couple of them here today, and they'll explain some of the responsibilities that they have had. But it's actually been a great process from start to finish for them to work through every step of project management in developing an event like this.
And I'm sure it's helpful for business students to work on projects for the best projects, right?
Definitely. Any real-world experiences that these students can do are helpful. They definitely can learn about business and marketing out of a textbook and in the classroom, but to be able to get hands-on real-world experience, that's invaluable.
I was going to say, I know every student is a little different. Some of us, you can explain something to us over and over again, but until you actually show me how to do this, I'll never get it right. That's just how some of us are, you know?
And that's the great thing about this program. The students from Allglaze County that will be coming out to this event will have the opportunity to use simulators and other types of equipment that these businesses have brought so they actually can feel as if they are doing a task on the job site instead of just hearing about it.
That's for sure. And that might also be when you realize this may or may not really be for you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great time to find out what they like and what they're interested in.
Let's talk with, we're going to begin with Maddie. And so, Maddie, if you could tell us, what schools have students attending Mission Discovery at the Allglaze County Fairgrounds?
We invited all the schools in Allglaze County, and then we also invited ESC, the Homeschool Association, and ACE Academy.
Excellent. Let's also talk about the types of responsibilities that you and the other student leaders had while preparing for this.
So we had a couple handfuls of meetings with Amy, and we met with the SSA teacher, and he printed us all banners, and we designed the banners for the event, and then we also created a video that was sent out to all the schools that they could watch, and it was informative, and they could see, like, what businesses were going to be at, Mission Discovery, and just kind of a little bit about it before they went.
And let's also talk about, you know, and we'll mention this with Mikaya, but what a typical day looks like for students attending Mission Discovery.
So a typical day,
The students will arrive early in the morning. They'll go to their first zone, and then each zone will be about 30 to 45 minutes long so that each student can really just understand what's being provided for them. And they'll just rotate through them and stuff. There'll be lunch there that the schools will provide for the students, or they'll provide for themselves.
And let's also talk about, even some of the industries that are represented with that hands-on activities and the simulation.
So at every zone, there'll be some sort of simulation there. All of our zones are providing something for the students. It'll all be just about hands-on besides some things. Between manufacturing, construction, and agriculture, all of that, they'll have big ones there. The military is providing big ones, and so will medical. And then business will have some things there, and there'll be a little bit of business in each of the other zones as well.
And let's also talk about, for anybody, I throw this out, why you think events such as Mission Discovery are helpful for high school students to attend.
So Mission Discovery, a lot of students, and I know myself, struggle with understanding what they want to do with their future. And I think Mission Discovery will really be able to just reach the students to help them understand that there's more than just in your surrounding areas. There's more within it, that you don't have to travel super far to find these jobs that you can find in your area.
And also, when we talk about the planning process for this, what you learn from the challenge, when you plan out something like that.
Well, I didn't know when I started all of the businesses that were in Auglaize County. Like, I always thought you had to go so far, but it really opened my eyes, and I saw, there are jobs here, and it kind of made me want to get a job here.
That's kind of important for a lot of reasons, maybe not the least of it is perhaps you thought, before that you would have had to move away to do what you wanted to do, right? Now you realize you can stay, right?
Yeah, and especially at this age when I'm starting to think about college and what my life's going to look like, it actually really helped, because before I had no idea. Now I'm trying to, make my plan.
Let's also talk about the impact that you hope that this has on student attendees. What you hope everyone got?
I hope it helps the students just like how it helped me. And even though it hasn't started yet, it has helped me to just realize, what you're doing with your life, because you don't want to mess up and then take a career that you don't like. So it'll just help them, actually learn this is what you're doing, and it can help them see what they would do at that job.
Let's also, for you, still time, you're junior, right? But, when it's time to, kind of move on from high school, like graduation, career someday, what are your future plans?
I'm not exactly sure yet. I know I want to do something with business, and DECA's really helped me learn the skills that I would need for business, and it helps me, see what that all includes. But I'm not entirely sure yet.
Understandable. There's still, not only is there a lot of time, there's so many places you can pick from and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah, and Mission Discovery really shows all of those opportunities.
Let's also ask Mateo the same question. Have you thought about the future for you? What might be next?
I've thought about it a little bit. I'm definitely interested in a couple different colleges. I do want to go wrestle in college. That's a big thing coming up. But I want to pursue something in either business or agriculture. And I think, where I decided to put myself at for Mission Discovery these next 2 days would definitely help me see different things in those, and just different things that I haven't even been considering that I'm kind of a little bit interested in.
Did you say wrestle?
Yes.
Let's hear about that. What got you into wrestling for your sport as an activity?
I'm not too sure. My dad's the coach. He's the head coach, and he asked me last year if I wanted to come and join and wrestle, and I decided to. And it was a great experience. I love all the girls on the team, and it's been nice.
That is a sport I've obviously watched for years, and I've always thought it's kind of intimidating, right? I mean, I know they kind of keep you paired with somebody that's in the same weight class,
yep,
et cetera.
Yep.
But on the other hand, I would imagine that at least the first few times you do it, everybody's watching and all that.
Yeah.
It had to really be something.
Yeah, it's definitely scary the first couple of times, and right at the beginning of the season it gets scary because, you don't know how you're going to perform being off all season stuff because you aren't working. But, we have that team there to help build us up constantly, and it's a nice community.
Yeah, seems to be kind of a combination of strength, of course, but also skill, strategy, right?
Yeah.
Moves, counter moves,
yep,
all
it's
that.
It's nice to be strong. It's awesome to have that manpower, but you need to have the technique to be able to really.
All right. Outstanding. And also, I see both of you, I mean, involved in the FFA as well. And what have you been able to take from that and get out of it? I would think there's a lot of, you know, that would open the door for a lot of career paths, right?
Yeah. So I am a two-year officer for FFA. I was the parliamentarian my sophomore year, and I'm the student advisor this year. I've attended many conventions. It's created me to become a better leader. I've been able to get a lot of leadership out of it, a lot of planning-wise. I can plan better. I can manage my time a lot better. Because between doing projects for DECA and doing projects for FFA and being in sports and stuff, it's a lot to handle, and all of these activities have really helped me with that.
I was going
to
say, sometimes probably the really good thing is you've gotten to do all three of those things without the time management. You might have thought, well, I'm going to have to cut one of these out. I couldn't possibly make time for all this. It looks like you have them.
Yep. Helps a lot.
Outstanding. Let's talk a bit about, for you and talk about this, Maddie. You kind of both, you know, you talked about what you think about in the future. Has FFA influenced that for you? Like some of the things that you can do? Like what does FFA, you know, help you with as far as seeing some possible career paths?
FFA has really helped me appreciate agriculture. Before I was in FFA, I didn't really understand and I didn't really like it too much, but I had my greenhouse class last year and it really made me love plants. And now I really look at it, and it's weird because I didn't think I would, but I really appreciate like plants. And there's also a business side to agriculture that I don't think many people realize. And that's the part that I like. I don't really like the farming part, but I love like the agribusiness. Like you can make a business out of ag that isn't farming, like seed companies and greenhouses and everything.
I was going to say, I'm like you. I grow weeds and that's about it. You know, I can do this. It's hard to get anything else to grow. But as you said, a lot of sales, like you're selling seeds and things that people need, you know, whether they're on the farm or they just want to do a home garden. You're right. They got to buy the tools of the trade, so to speak, right?
Yeah. And my SAE this year, which is a supervised agricultural experience, I'm growing mums at my house and I sell them. So I have like a little mum business in FFA.
How long does it take to grow them?
I planted them like mid-June and I've just been watering them all summer. And then they're like growing their buds right now, but they're pretty small. So the end of September, beginning of October is when they start blooming and I'm going
to sell them. All right. Another thing with that too, you talk about how you've had to water them. Do you have something around them, like keep animals or other things away?
Yeah, because last year I didn't, and I realized the squirrels will get in them when you first plant them. They dig up the little bulbs that they come in. So I have, like, this big fence around them and everything, and it seems to help keep them out. But you also have to look for animals that you can't see, like aphids. So I do the natural route, and I sprinkle cinnamon over them, and that keeps them away because I didn't want, like, 7 or anything on them.
You know, and what's really funny about that is you get somebody like me that would probably just put up a sign that would say, no aphids allowed.
Yeah.
It obviously doesn't work, right?
I wish it was that easy.
I know, right? Is this Jeffrey? Let's get you on here before, you know, while we still have time. Jeff, I wanted to ask you, talk to us, if you would please, about what you get out of being a part of DECA Mission Discovery. What's been so great for you today?
So the first for me is obviously the leadership skills and the time management skills. Now, as a member of DECA and a project manager, you really learn how to manage your time and manage your time with all these projects and all the significant details. Like, we've had to work with county officials, if you know, and we've had to work with businesses and all these other things, emails, phone calls. It's very time-consuming, and you have to organize all the time, so that's a very valuable life skill you get out of that. And the leadership after that is also a very good skill because you have to be there and you have to take control and you have to know what you're going on to.
Yeah, I think when planning anything, you learn patience because nobody ever responds to you as quickly as you either want them to or need them to, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. For you, talk with us. What grade are you in and what are your plans for the future?
Say that again, please.
Yeah, what grade are you in and what are your plans for the future?
Okay, so I'm a senior in high school and I eventually want to go to OSU and become an aerospace engineer and work for the Air Force or the Space Force, which is in the newer branch. And I want to head a project management, like project management works well for me because I'll be heading projects as an engineer. So this is a very valuable experience for me, and that's why I'm a part of it.
Outstanding. Pretty neat to hear about that. Let's talk with Mr. Stacey one more time as we kind of wrap things up. Pretty neat. Your students have some high aspirations, I tell you. They've got some lofty goals. That's great, right?
I have fabulous students. They have a lot of great goals, and I am certain that they are going to achieve those goals. But it's great to see and hear the things that they want to do. And it's amazing to me the amount of responsibilities that they already take on at this young age. They've done a fantastic job.
Would be nice to have their energy, wouldn't it?
That's definitely true. I would take that.
I would take that as well. You know, for you, we talk about how many years now have you been a DECA teacher?
I've been doing this for about 22 years, and I've been at St. Mary's for 18 of those years. I love the students. I love the community. The community supports the program, supports the school well. The students are very interested in joining the program and becoming active in it, which is what helps. Having great students is what helps make the program succeed.
Let's also talk about for you, in those years. Have you had a chance to hear back from some students, like how they're doing now? I'm sure they appreciate your help. Does that also help you kind of gauge, how am I doing, right? You know, are they happy? Are they doing the things they want?
It's funny that you say that. Just having homecoming this past weekend, I ran into a lot of former students, and from ones that are just recently out of school that they find out in one of their first college classes that they already know everything. It was something that they learned in one of our marketing classes here, and they're excited because they know that's going to be really easy for them to. Students that have been out of school for 10 or 15 years that I haven't seen for a long time and get to catch up on what they're doing now, the careers that they have. And so many of them do say certain things that they did in the DECA program that helped them to advance in their careers. And that's definitely really rewarding to hear.
Yeah, sometimes we hear a lot about foundational skills that you may not be able to really tell them what they're going to do for a living someday because so many new jobs are just starting to happen, right? They weren't even there a couple of years ago. But they'll always remember those basics, you know, about how to do an interview, how to make a presentation, how to be professional, how to work with others. And at that point, hey, whatever you do for a living is going to have those things in it, right?
Exactly. And I do try to tell them that, and I feel that that's things that they'll learn as they go along the way. But there are definitely skills that they're going to use in any career path, in any future classes or courses that they take. And just like with Mission Discovery, the group that is working that, they've done about every aspect of business in this planning. They've done marketing. They're going to be managing other students at the event because they have staff underneath them that they're in charge of. They've learned the ins and outs of hospitality because they're going to have refreshments and refreshment areas for the vendors and the businesses that are there. So they're really seeing all these different aspects as well as just event planning in general, which is skills that they'll use in anything that they do.
Well, if you do get these people that eventually are working with the space program or whatever else, you're going to have to come back and talk to your class, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I love when they come back and visit, and if they want to speak to the class, that's an added bonus.
There you have it. Thank you so much for all of you. I appreciate getting a chance to not just talk with DECA, but also DECA's Mission Discovery. And so we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about media production. I kind of do that, right? Media production, right? So we're going to continue back to school here in St. Mary's. Don't go anywhere.
If you want superior quality care for your hearing and balance needs, then you need to contact Family Audiology Associates. Hi, I'm Dr. Ellen Hunter, owner of Family Audiology. Let us use our state-of-the-art equipment and focus on your specific needs. Whether it is hearing loss, hearing instruments, or balance issues, my staff and I will give you the care that you and your family deserve. Family Audiology Associates is just a phone call away, and we would be honored to have you in our family. Family Audiology Associates, your hometown hearing expert.
TNT Auto Sales is the place to find your reliable pre-owned vehicle. TNT Auto Sales is a family-owned used car dealership with an honest approach to your car buying experience, specializing in vehicles under $20,000 with competitive pricing. TNT Auto Sales has a variety of vehicles to choose from to fit your budget and needs with fair trade-in values and financing available. Make your car buying experience easy by coming to TNT Auto Sales located on Route 66 in downtown St. Mary's. Check out TNT Auto Sales on Facebook to find your next vehicle.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Febreze.
So my home is also my office. And before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up, then spraying my Febreze Air Mist.
Ooh, that's fresh.
Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk, and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Welcome. Welcome back here. We are back to school in St. Mary's, and I'm your host, Kevin Sandler. We are going to switch gears to talk about media productions, and Kobe Reinecke, my first guest, he's a senior. Kobe, thanks for coming. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Let's, if you would be so kind, tell me a little bit about media production.
Media productions is basically taking different types of videos from different types of sports and turning them to animations that you would like. Using Premiere Pro, After Effects, everything. It's dealt with Adobe, which is a company that you use for making videos and other things like that.
All right. What companies do you make ads for?
It varies from different companies because some companies will buy some packages and others will just like volunteer to make ads for your company, and we'll make those type of ads during class. And our teacher, Mr. Derringer, he'll have us make some different companies.
All right. What, I know it's kind of up to the companies, right, but what they do. But what are some of the places that they run those ads? Like, what happens to them?
I'm not 100% sure, but, yeah, we do, like, different companies like Superior Credit Union. We do Albert's Sporting Goods downtown in St. Mary's. Yeah, other places like that.
All right, let's also talk about what you enjoy the most about media production.
What I like about media production is the freedom of use of different types of videos. Like, you can make your own videos, and then you can animate them to whatever you like. So, like, I made a football hype video this past, like, week, and I basically put, like, a fog animation, put, like, a glow animation in it, and then I made, like, a hype video, like, build up. You don't usually put highlights, but, like, you build, like, up short videos of what you want your clips to be like.
There's a couple things. Do you shoot some of the video yourself?
Well, I can't do football because I play football. So I'm I play offensive tackle for football. But, like, what I'll do is there'll be other kids, like other students that will take the videos, and I take their videos and make them into a video.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is the post-production, is it difficult or is it easier than people think it is to do the post-production?
It's easier than other people think. I mean, I just like it because, like, I know how to think of, like, ways to do it and stuff like that, but it's not too hard.
No, all right, excellent. We're going to take a moment here and talk to Dr. Sam, the Highly Square moment here. Sam, if you would be so kind, tell me a bit about the events you record.
Yeah, we go and do stuff at, like, soccer, football, and volleyball for the school events, and we do stunt cameras on the sideline, and we can record different clips of the gameplay and the events that happen around the game, and then we can take those and put them into hype videos and stuff.
I was going to say, after you've recorded events, what kind of stuff do you do with that content?
Yeah, we take it into programs like Premiere Pro and After Effects, and we create hype videos and advertisements for different companies, and it elevates the game day experience. So,
all right, and what is intriguing about, you know, the class and the kind of draws students in there?
I think that there's growing careers in the subject. So people are very interested in essentially taking the class to see if they like it and if it's something that they would like to continue in their future.
Let's also talk about, it's always fun to talk about equipment, right? And so talking about equipment for a moment here, when you record events, what are you using to do the report?
Yeah, we use Canon camcorders that shoot in 4K and stuff, and then we put them on tripods so we can get more stable shots for the videos.
All right. I wanted an important distinction. I know, these days, of course, we always carry around something that can take video and take pictures. But if you're going to really kind of look professional and get results, you kind of want to move away from the phone, right? More into more professional equipment.
Yes, I do believe that it gives you a sort of confidence when you're using equipment that's a lot more professional, and it could potentially, like, elevate your experience of what you are shooting and stuff because you're confident in your equipment, even if it's not amazing quality.
I was just going to add, I kind of tend to think of your smartphone as kind of a Swiss Army knife. It'll do in a pinch, like if you need to take a quick picture, your phone's great for that, or even some video. But to do what you guys are doing, we're talking about kind of trying to elevate that a little bit, right?
Yes.
Is memory sometimes a concern? As soon as you talk about shooting in 4K, I think, gosh, that takes up a lot of memory.
Yeah, we put pretty large SD cards in our cameras to store all this, like 128 gigabytes. So we usually have enough for a single event on each one of those cards. And then we can empty them after each event and resume.
And also, in doing some of the things with the content afterwards, how easy are those programs to use? Does it take a while to load in the video and save it?
I think once you kind of get into the, like, know of how you've done this in prior years or whatever, like, if you use the program a lot, like, we use it every day, so I know where everything is pretty well and where, what everything can do and the different, settings and things that are available.
When you first, used that program for the first time, was that kind of overwhelming or even intimidating, or did you just get right in?
I kind of wanted to do it for a while, but then, kind of getting into it, just starting there was a little bit of a, challenge. All the different buttons and stuff, kind of getting intimidated, how do I do all this? But you do get a hang of it once you've done it for every day.
I guess the bottom line is don't be afraid to make mistakes, right?
Definitely, because if you just give up and make mistakes after the first or second try, then you're not going to have any want to do it in the future.
Excellent. Have you thought about also, for you, what you want to do for a career someday?
Yeah, I probably will not stay in the media side of things. I would like to be an airline pilot for Delta Airlines.
All right. Excellent. What made you pick that career? What made you pick that career?
I picked that career because ever since I was a little kid or whatever, I've enjoyed flight, airplanes, and then I did some discovery flights, and I really liked the subject, and it's just been a lot of fun and a dream of mine to do for a long time, so I'm working on getting there.
Have you had a chance also to work some of the flight simulator programs? I understand some of those are fairly accurate at what it would be like to fly a plane.
Yeah, it does definitely help if you can get your hands on one of those flight simulators, because a lot of them, especially these days, are very realistic with how they perform like a real plane. They're very similar.
That has to be a lot of fun for you. All right. Excellent. I appreciate that. Let's talk with Kobe one more time. Kobe, you're a senior. What's next for you after the school year?
I'm going to go to college somewhere. My goal is to still play football somewhere, but I'm trying to get the sports medicine and maybe do like media productions on the side, like make videos for football and all that on the side. So
yeah. I was going to say, you talked about sports medicine and just a way that no matter what you do, if you want to stay with sports, stay with football, you can always do that, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed it was interesting when you said you want to go to college somewhere. There's so many places you can go. It can't be easy to have all those choices, right?
No.
All right. Excellent. Appreciate that. So we are going to take a moment and talk with Scott, the teacher. Good to see you again. And Scott, we've enjoyed talking to these fine young men. For you, if you could tell us, what is, the satisfaction of teaching this? And how many years have you been doing media productions now?
Media productions has been 5 years now, I think.
Something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 12 years in the district, but this is a more recent thing. Back when we got the LED scoreboard at the gymnasium, the soccer field, and the football field, there was a need for this class because it came with a program that we could have the kids incorporate ads and different things put on the scoreboard. But as far as the satisfaction of it goes, it's kind of different for every kid. Some kids come in, dive into the Adobe stuff, like the computer of it, the technology of it, more logistics-minded, and like to tackle it that way. There's some kids that kind of go at it more of an artistic view, where they get the enjoyment out of, like with any type of art, there's this element where you want to make somebody feel something, right? So if they can make a hype video that hypes up the football team or soccer team, or if they can record the musical for those kids and to see the kids get those that product back as a flash drive or whatever, but to be able to watch what they did. There's a lot of kids that like the art side of it more than the logistics and the computer part of it.
It's also interesting these days, too, whatever they do for a living, whether you're flying a plane or you're in sports medicine, you might, you know, keep your video hobby. And there's so many people, I think anybody, you know, you go on YouTube and you look at these people that this is their hobby. And it might be that they're documenting that that they took a trip. Mm-hmm. Or I know one guy in particular that likes to tour the Midwest and go through towns and give you a driving tour, and they edit in their own music. They do edit, you know, to what they're doing. They insert graphics and all these things, and it looks so professional. And you realize, hey, this is just somebody with a computer and a passion. You know, it's like you can use these skills for life, really.
Right? In anything you do, really.
And it's kind of fun because I don't know about you. I kind of grew up in the camcorder era, right? I mean, now look what you can do, right?
It's all in your pocket.
You got that right. So. You know, for you, share with us too. You know, talk to us about how long you've been a teacher. What kind of got you into this? That made you want to get into education?
Education started for me back when I was in junior high. I actually had a math teacher that really inspired me, and later when I was in high school, we got the chance to be like a teacher's aide back in the middle school. So during my study hall in high school, I went back to his class, and he was explaining something on the board, and I could see it was math. And it just wasn't clicking for some kids. And I said, hey, do you mind if I go up to the board and just try something? And I explained the same thing he was explaining, but in a different way. And to see that light bulb for some of those kids, it was inspiring to me. I was like, I knew right then that's what I got to do.
Did you get a high five from your teacher?
I don't remember, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Were you able to stay in touch with him, though?
Not recently, but over the years, through high school and then into college a little bit. Let him know what I was up to. And
that had to be neat for him, though, to know that he inspired a future teacher.
Yeah.
So, pretty neat. Yeah, but again, media productions, and it's fun to think about what could be next for it, right, the technology. You said you've been doing it about 5 years. I'm sure some things are already different, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I would love to live stream at some point, not to take away from Rider Nation or what they do or anything, but they can't cover everything. So if there's some stuff that we can get to and have a couple kids broadcast, give play-to-play, play-by-play, and
yes,
that'd be cool.
Isn't it great sometimes, you know, like some of the student play-by-play that you hear and you realize there's some real talent there.
Yeah, some of them just natural. They got the flow and everything.
That's pretty neat. You really didn't have that when we were growing up, right?
No, but when I was in school, they had MTV, which was Doug Spencer, I think.
Yeah.
And he might have passed it on to somebody when he left, but that kind of went away at some point, but...
You never know what can be done, right, or what could be done.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and thank you for sharing these great students with us here. It's fun to hear about what they're doing, and I'll tell you what, it's been a lot of fun talking about the Student Council, the Interact Club. We spent some time with Decca. We're going to get into primary and intermediate school tomorrow. We're going to talk more football. We're going to talk girls wrestling. The FFA is going to be here, and so much more. It's going to be a wonderful week, and you can't believe just how quick Monday even went by. But again, thank you to everybody. Thank you to Mr. Wayne, and also everybody's patience here in the cafeteria. It's so fun when the kids have left, when they're done eating. This is like a totally different room. It's so quiet now, right?
Yeah. There was quite a bit of atmosphere a couple minutes ago.
That's what we look for. We love to be in the middle of the action. So again, thank you to everybody. Thank you to our producer, Clay Roberts, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.